I'm the chair of the Des Moines Water Works Board of Trustees. I want to say welcome. Thank you for coming. As difficult as it was for Laura to schedule this, I know that your time is... Oh, I'm already looking at your watch.
Oh, no. He's got a Trump rally to get.
That your time is pretty valuable, so we really appreciate it. We're not going to do introductions because I also understand from all the meetings you have that you probably already spent half the day together. So we're going to get going here. We wanted to bring everybody back together to take next steps in this regionalization discussion. I've been on the board for, I think, about 2 years when I came. Sue, you've been working on it for how long?
22 years.
No, seemed like. And just in the last couple of years, I've come to appreciate how really complicated this is. But we think we're at the point where we need to make some decisions. So I now am going to turn it over to Ted, and we're going to run through some things. I will tell you, this is not expected to be a very long meeting, because I know you've had a long day already. So we'll make this as painless and as short as possible.
Short, I got it. Short as possible. Well, again, thank you all for being here. Really appreciate your interest in our discussion, our continuing discussion about regional governance for water here in the Des Moines metro area. I think we are all about to make some very important decisions that are going to impact how we move forward with water resources in the area for a very long time. So I think it's good that we get together from time to time and chat. Now, the format here is going to be very informal. I want to share a couple of perspectives with you from a Waterworks point of view. Diane may or may not want to add anything to fill in any blanks that I leave. And then we are interested to hear from you and hear what your thoughts are on the perspectives that we're going to share. Our goal tonight is really twofold. One, we really want to reiterate that our board is still committed to developing a regional entity to govern water production in the Des Moines metro area. We'll talk a little bit about why that is, but most importantly, we just want to reaffirm that we're still committed to that. The second thing is we want to share with you our perspective that the decision-making ball is really in your court at this point. We put a proposal out on the table, and we're really interested to hear from you now whether you are interested in participating in the development of this regional entity. So we're going to want to make that clear too. Now, we understand that we're not making any decisions here tonight. We're not asking for that. We're not going to come out of here with a new entity being minted or hammer out the details of this agreement. But time is really of the essence here. We've got a lot of things as a region that we need to be doing. There are components of this long-range plan right here that are already on hold that we need to be working on, and we need to decide if we can get to the start line of this regional entity, or at least when we think we can decide whether we can get to the start line. So that's our goal. With those two goals in mind, let me start by just saying a couple of things about regional water here in the Des Moines metro area. As I said, our board is still very committed to that. We think that working together cooperatively is the best thing for all of us in this room, all the water systems, and for all of our customers. We truly believe that working together we can achieve the lowest unit cost for water going forward in the long term. I think Jason's analysis has shown that very clearly. We believe it. It just makes sense. We also believe that we can most effectively manage the resource of water in the metro by working together. We think that we can make the best use of our capital dollars and our infrastructure investments if we do that together and we don't do it in a duplicative way. We think that we will be more resilient if we have a strong single larger water entity. We think our voice will be stronger and heard. We just simply believe that working together is the best way to move forward, and that's what we're committed to. That's what we want to do. Now, to that end, in September, our board released the term sheet that you've all seen. proposal, if you will. That term sheet created a framework within which we believe that we can develop, or that we together can develop, a regional entity that can move water forward in the metro area and achieve all of those benefits that I just described. We also think within that framework, we can develop a regional entity that provides you, all of our wholesale and total service customers, the assurances and the oversight that you want and that you need and that you deserve, honestly. We're inviting you to create the future with us for water. That was the whole point of issuing this term sheet. Since that term sheet was issued, we have met with each of our total service customers. We have met with all of our wholesale customers. We've met with potential future customers in Grimes. We've met with potential with stakeholders, Polk County, the City of Des Moines, the City of Urbandale, the City of West Des Moines. We've pretty much made the circuit, met with everyone, tried to answer their questions about that term sheet and the proposal that we had on the table. We've offered Jason's assistance to answer more specific questions to try to get everybody up to speed with what we had in mind. The terms in that term sheet were very general, very high level, by design. We didn't want them to be too specific. We're trying to create a framework that has some flexibility, but we believe there was enough there, and we hope that there was enough there to inform the decision making that we need to do to move this process forward. So we met with all of our regional partners. We had the discussions. We have had some amount of feedback, good feedback. Some of the feedback, honestly, was opposite from each other, depending on where you stand on peaking or growth or asset transfer. But we believe that those things can be addressed through the agreement formation process as we create this regional entity. We also had a lot of general feedback that, yes, we want to be involved, we want to be part of the conversation, we want to stay at the table. We want to be part of this regional entity as it's formed. Generally speaking, those were the kind of responses we got. We haven't heard from anyone, at least yet, that they're not interested, that there were showstoppers in there, that they didn't want to be part of the development of the regional entity. We did hear a couple of fairly specific pieces of feedback from more than one. In fact, sort of across the board, specifically related to board composition. There was a lot of feedback that folks thought the board composition should be more representative of all of the entities that are going to be involved. Something more similar to the WRA model as opposed to what we had in the original proposal. I can share with you now that our board is certainly open to that. They're open to a different, considering a different board composition model than was originally stated in the term sheet. But there again, we think that's something that can be addressed as we move forward with the agreement development part of this process. We also heard from a number of folks that they're waiting for the results from the Western Regional Studies. And we know there's a lot of work going on out there. We know that that needs to get finished so you can make your decisions. But as I said before, time is of the essence. And we really need to kind of move this along. It's been 4 months or so since we issued the term sheet. It's been a little over 2 months since we've been through or made it through our initial round of meetings where we had the opportunity to meet with everyone pretty much in the room. Not surprisingly, people are starting to say, okay, what's next? Where do we want to go from here? What do we need to do? And in some cases, you know, where do we sign? We're ready to join or take part. We think from our perspective that the next steps, at least in the very near term here, the next steps are fairly straightforward and fairly simple. The first thing that we would like to do is establish a date certain by which folks can let us know if they're interested in participating in the development of this regional water authority. We don't want to assign a date. We want to hear from you what that date will be. When will you be ready to make that kind of determination? Then, obviously, once that date has been set, we're hoping that by that date, folks can make a decision. And then those who are interested pass some sort of a resolution of participation indicating, yes, we want to be part of development of this regional water utility. We want to be at the table. It's important to note that there is some amount of critical mass required to make this work. There's some amount of participation that we're going to need. Our board put this proposal on the table with the specific intent of creating a metro-wide, all-inclusive regional water system. If large segments of the community aren't interested, then we're going to have to step back from that and do something else. Now, that doesn't mean that every single entity that's represented here needs to sign on the dotted line. But there is a certain amount of critical mass, and we just thought it was important that everyone be aware of that. So those are a couple of perspectives that we wanted to share. Make sure we're all on the same page, and just make sure that from our perspective, we're really waiting to hear from you now. When will we be able to decide? When will we know if we're ready to move forward? So that's what I had prepared to say. Diane, you want to add to that?
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, it's kind of the elephant in the room, this development of this Western regional utility. And we know these studies are going on. People are entitled to do that. But we want to know, and we'd like to hear from the communities, when will you know and when will you make a decision? Because you're waiting on that. We're waiting on you. It's getting difficult to manage this. So I think that's really something that we want to talk about, is when will that be done and when will you be ready to tell us? Are you going to go forward with us, or are you going to do your own thing so that we know? It's difficult to do both things. I think that with the Western region, there's a lot of dealing with assumptions about how much things will cost and water source and those kinds of things. Just to be honest with you, I don't want to be at a table where I am negotiating against myself, against these are our costs, you know, what can you do for me? We have these studies. So I think take the time that you need to evaluate the studies, but we need a decision on, are you going to come forward with us or do your own thing? So I think that's one thing. We need a date certain. We don't want to be in the position where we're laying down an ultimatum. This is what it is. Let us know. So I don't know. Maybe that's something we can talk about. Those of you who are involved in those studies, we don't know where they are. When do you think they'll be done and you'll be ready to make a decision about the future course?
Is there anybody who wants to speak to that or has information that might be helpful in that regard?
I love the talk.
Vern, why don't you kick us off?
The only thing I can say is where we were before is I'm speaking for Altoona, we can't make a decision until we know a better ballpark of what it's going to cost us. Because if it's going to be $2 up right out of the chute, then it's probably a no deal. But financial is what's going to make the deal for us being a water producer.
Yeah, and you know, I understand that everyone would like to know exactly what the cost will be, even a ballpark of what the cost will be. But frankly, there are so many variables. It depends, Vern, on who's involved.
Right.
How many players are there going to be? We don't have any idea. It depends on how fast is demand going to increase, how much capacity we're going to have to build. Yeah. From our perspective, this cannot be purely a financial decision. It's much more, in our opinion, from our perspective, a long-term philosophical decision about how we want to move this thing forward. And if you're worried about the costs, work with us to manage those costs in the future, be a part of this region and help us manage how we move things forward and set the costs. You know, we're offering the opportunity to be part of the board, to direct the investments, the long-term capital investments, to set the rates, to determine what level of spending this region will have. I mean, we know we have a known source and a known process and known water quality and known costs today, and most of you are paying those costs. The costs are the costs. They're not going to change dramatically because of regionalization one way or the other. The real driver here is whether we work together collectively as a unit and manage our costs together, or if we do our own thing. And I think Jason's analysis has shown very clearly that if we work together, we can manage those costs over the long term more effectively, more cost effectively than if we don't.
Yeah, that's not the only thing, of course, like you said earlier, it's governance, it's assets for us, you know, that's going to be handled, things like that.
We are not, just to be clear, we are not going to be able to say this is what the rate is going to be if we do this. It's not that kind of a proposal. Our proposal is let's work together to create that future and manage the costs as a region, rather than if you come with us, it'll be 287, and if you don't, it'll be 285. We don't have that kind of information to share.
Yet we paid Jason a lot of money to come up with some dollars and cents to determine what those costs might be. And for Urbandale itself, it takes a long time for us ever to break even. I mean, we're 15 to 20 years before we ever break even a status quo.
Mm-hmm.
So that's certainly a long time.
It is a long time, but I think we're making long-term decisions here too, Dale. I mean, I don't think we're looking out 5 years. I think we're looking out 40 years. And that's what we asked Jason to do, was analyze the overall cost, not just the rate, not just the operating cost, but the overall cost, the all-in cost of developing a regional water system versus the options. And the long-term cost is clearly, in our opinion, lower in the regional option. That's what we're offering. We're offering the opportunity to come together and do that, which we believe is clearly lower long-term cost versus the option, which we believe is clearly higher long-term cost.
Tim?
Yes?
I'd like to make a suggestion that I don't know what number of meeting this is. It's surely in the double digits. I've been meeting for 2 years now, and these meetings keep kind of circling back. They go to cost, and then they go to assets, and they go back to cost, which is fine. That's all important. But I think that we need to take this beyond just the next meeting. And what I would suggest we do, and it was mentioned up here, is everybody, the cities and the water boards, have the authority to pass resolutions. I would think that if we all pass a resolution of support for the framework that all those meetings detail, they spoke to everybody individually on those meetings, and that's the framework that starts to get to what you were talking about, Vern. It doesn't have all the answers, but that's the starting framework. And we could have somebody come up with a common resolution, so everybody's passing the same resolution. But then that resolution states that I'll just use myself, Ankeny, we agree that this is our starting point for these conversations, realizing in full that there's quite a few details to work out, governance, cost, all that kind of stuff. But in order to take this to the next step, I think that if you don't pass a resolution, well, let me say that a different way. If you pass a resolution, then you're at the table to start these discussions. And I guess for commonality purposes, if, say, the mayor's appointed someone to sit on a committee that would deal with the financial or the technical aspects, and then also someone to sit on a committee to deal with governance aspects, and just work those all together at the same time while the West Side survey is going on. I mean, I don't see why they can't be worked for a while at the same time. But the thing about passing a resolution is, if, like I say, we get you a seat at the table to start ironing out some of these details, but if down the road, through these negotiations, you say, I see no way that this is going to work for my community, fine. I mean, if that's truly the case, you're not obligated to anything other than agreeing to the fact that this is our starting point. And whatever you've been at the table discussing the details of it, and the details don't work, they don't work. But at least we have what both of you are talking about, having something to hang our hat on, so we know who has the probability to be in, because you passed a resolution, but you're not signing your community's future away or anything. But I think it's important that we just move this beyond our next meeting. Yeah, have the next meeting have some substance to it.
Sorry, we lost the call.
I mean, that's my thought, and I'd be interested to hear if anybody agrees. I tried to keep our council up to speed as these meetings go on. Sometimes there's nothing to update on because there's no progress made. They've all seen this. They didn't meet with Des Moines Water Works when I did, but we kept them up to date, and I know exactly where they're at. They're all ready to sign this resolution for this framework here to get it, to go keep it going and move it on to the next step. But I'd sure like to see us at least take something to formalize this, so we can get out of just when's our next meeting. And you know, we got different people at different meetings. It's not the same people all the time. If you work here for a couple of meetings, you're backtracking, and everybody else goes back to set that up. But that's my thoughts.
Mr. Kennedy.
I don't disagree with you. I think that all the points have been made here, I think, are important. I'll tell you, as I look back at Scott Sanders sitting here, and I look at some of the rest of us in this room, how we've been thinking about the importance of the delivery of water to central Iowa and what it means today, what it means for the next 5 years, but more importantly, what it means for the next 50 or 100 years. Now, long before a lot of us ever were sitting in office, you know, the Des Moines Water Works decided to become more of a regional utility. They started with Urbandale, I think, in 1934, and began supplying Urbandale with water. As we moved forward, about 5 years ago, Bob, we decided that, you know, what does it look like? What does it look like today? I mean, the production of our regional capacity now is, what, 119 million or something gallons per day, which we don't use every single day, but there is sort of a peaking that needs to be covered when everybody needs water. Now, to me, we're all better working together. And that if we all of a sudden start splintering off and make two or three different water departments, and we're all going to a similar source or going to the aquifer, I'm not sure that that benefits future generations in terms of the production of and the price of water. Moving forward, and is everybody going to, you know, agree to what the standards should be? I will tell you that our water in Des Moines, although there were those that were worried that we were going to turn our water department into Flint, Michigan, that's not what this is about, folks. This is about all of us thinking about quality of water, sources of water, how we protect it, how we look at it in the future. We know that we have to meet a certain standard every single day. And we have those that review us on the outside from the media that would say, including Forbes magazine, that the Des Moines Water Works is one of the best water departments and delivers top quality water, not only today, but has for decades, and it will protect projected future. I think that we're better, all of us working together, to continue to work on the production of water. Everybody has their opportunity to distribute it to your customers. We're going to do it differently in Des Moines. The Des Moines Water Works is going to continue to do that. And some of the city council makes that decision. We don't. And I'll tell you that I think that we are better off together, and we ought to start coming together and say, yep, we're in. I said we were in, and Heck, Bob, when you and I talked about it 5 years ago, I said, we need to work together. Let's all get in. Let's put our assets together, and let's think about the future. It's not about the next 1, 2, 3 years. It's about the next 50 to 100 years for our kids and our grandkids and our great-grandkids. This is a foundational decision for the future of Iowa, and we have to protect everybody's interest in the quality of water.
Thank you.
All right, so Christina Murphy, West Des Moines Water Works, and I can somewhat speak to the studies that you're wondering about. So West Des Moines Water Works is looking at three parallel tracks. One is a full regionalization option, and one is a West Metro regionalization option that some of the other cities have participated in. So that we have had a meeting with some of those results, and those financials are in the process of being analyzed. So that's the status of that. That will take a little more time to analyze, which I've shared with Ben. The other tract is a West Regional Plant with Waukee and Van Meter. We're anticipating getting all the reports associated with that soon, within the next month or so. And then, of course, that takes time to analyze those financials and review those draft reports as well. And I've shared with Ted that we are still on track. We anticipate having the results of those studies and being able to have those discussions this spring. And I know Ted has asked me, spring's 4 months, right? It's not March. I can promise you we won't be quite ready in March. But we are working towards it, and we're working on it every week to make those answers. Because I know everybody is wanting to know the results of those studies. So we are making progress. I know that that's not as fast as some people would like, but for West Des Moines Water Works, we have some options on the table for us.
I think I can hear you guys.
Thanks, Andrea.
Okay, great.
We're working on it. I think we're still on track to have those results soon and still be able to move forward within the next
and it's not our desire to push anyone to make a decision before you have the information you need to make the decision. But we would like to know what we're working on and be in the loop as those timelines firm up.
Sure.
I think the point that we're trying to make here is that we're still committed to this. We want it to work. We've got a proposal on the table. I've heard from a number of people that, well, we want to know what it's going to cost. Well, we're here today to say we can't give you more financial information than is in that proposal. And the financial information that's in that proposal is we want you to come to the table and help us set the course for the future. We can't tell you what the rate is going to be 2 years from now or 5 years from now, any more than I think you can guess what the rate will be from your studies 2 years or 5 years. Can all project that, but that's not what we're trying to do. We're not trying to bid against your proposals and give you a better rate. We're trying to offer regional governance and the opportunity to create the future together as one stronger region. So we're very interested in what the timeline will be, when we can decide. Time is very much of the essence for us because we have things we need to be doing. Our budget process will start mid-year. There are some of these things that we need to do if we're going to be one region and probably don't need to do if you're going to choose one of those other courses. So that's why it's important to us to know.
So, Ted?
Yes.
Who's going to draw the resolution up? You or Gary?
It doesn't have to be in France.
That's what you're asking and what needs, and then we can take it to our prospective boards or councils to say, this is how we bargain to get to it. We still have the ability to jump ship if we need to.
Yeah, we can certainly work together on that. At some point, we're hopeful that we get to the point where people are committed and they don't want to jump ship. So I don't know if we're talking about two different things, but
we're not going to know that until we all go up our sleeves.
Yep. Well, I guess,
from
West Des Moines Water Works, perspective, you know, we've been reviewing the term sheet and the framework. We're still analyzing the financials, but there are discussion items, I think, still outstanding on the framework that we would like to have more discussion about.
And we'd love to hear that.
And I don't know if,
what those are.
You know, if everybody wants to hear what those are at this meeting, or if it's, you know, if you want to sit down and talk through those.
I guess my perspective is we didn't invite you here to hammer through your discussion items. We absolutely want to hear them, but I think we might be better off to just schedule a time and sit down and go through them. I don't know who all has discussion items, but it could be a lot of discussion. But we're very interested in hearing that. Hopefully they're not showstoppers, because we're interested in moving this thing forward as quickly as we can.
In my mind, part of having the resolution passed by everybody and then having the discussions that you're talking about right there is that it's in a meeting format and everybody is hearing the same discussion all the time. I mean, not that anything would change, but I mean, I think they went out and talked to everybody individually, had individual discussions. And I just think, in my position, that it's time that we have this discussion as one group, and that's the group of people that are, or group of communities that are looking to take this forward. And as Vern said, that if it, through those discussions, and then you're comparing to the discussions that you're having on your West Side study, that if it just doesn't add up, or it doesn't make sense, or there's something you don't agree with, that's fine. But at least everybody's in the same room, have the same discussion. And I mean, if you had, just say, 20 questions or whatever, and somebody else had 5, I mean, everybody's discussing those same questions and coming to the same solution. Ideally, at the end of the day, everybody's questions are agreed or are answered and handled, and we've got maybe the same framework, or a framework that's much different than that, but everybody participated in making that and moving forward.
And I don't think we're opposed to continuing to have those discussions until that answer is ready to be made. That doesn't help Ted in moving forward until those discussions move to a certain point. Which, I mean, that's where they're still on a point where they're going to be waiting for us to make a decision. But I'm open to moving forward on some of those discussion points, knowing that full regionalization is still an option that West Des Moines Water Works is considering.
You know, whether it takes one committee meeting or 10 committee meetings to hammer out all the details, at least at the end of those meetings, then everybody should have the information that they need to be able to make whatever their decision is.
You know, I don't know if there are discussion points that you have or that anyone has that the outcome of that discussion point literally makes a difference of whether you want to participate in the regional entity or not. I guess if there are, then those things
can
need to be talked about.
Can I just interrupt for 1 second?
Sure.
So Jody Smith was trying to get in on the phone, but can't.
Yeah, I've emailed him, and we text him a new number.
Okay.
Perhaps you could text him as well.
Ted, one more comment.
Yes, sure.
I listen to what everybody's saying, and I appreciate West Des Moines continuing to look at your West Side options, and you got 3 options on the table, whatever. But for me, there may be some deal killers in there, but I'm in. I'm ready to sign today. And if we knew what everybody's but-fors were, in what your reservations were about getting involved, is it cost, is it availability, is it deliverability, is it control, I mean, what is it? And let's see if we can't put all that on the table and work through that. And I think that is, Gary's pointed out here, if we can get that on the table and everybody says, yeah, we're in, if we can resolve these issues, then let's all get around the table and let's make it happen. And I'm ready to say, yep, I'm going to be part of that.
We don't know what those issues are today, so I think it's important.
I'm prepared to share what some of them are. but I recognize that maybe this isn't where you want to. I mean, one of them obviously is governance. And I think there's some closure needed for us on whether, you know, is Des Moines Waterworks going to require a majority of the vote. I know that's been up in the air. I think that's one major item that, you know, we would like to better understand where you're going to be at with that.
Well, the proposal that's on the table, the proposal that was in the original term sheet, is not a majority. The proposal that we're willing to consider is not a pure majority. Is not a majority. I think that's something we can talk about.
Okay.
But neither one of those are majorities. I don't know where the city of Des Moines stands on that specifically, but that's where we stand.
I appreciate, Christina, what you're saying and understanding the position that we're in, being the majority provider for the region presently, having majority of the assets. We need to wrap this up so we can make some decisions. And so when I hear, yeah, we'll come to the table, but we want to be able to back out the whole time. At some point, people need to say, we're in on this, we're gonna come up with a decision here, because we're going to have to make some decisions. And we can't make decisions for a region and make a decision for a number of our customers doing their whole own thing. Those are two different directions. And we're getting to the point where we need to know the position that we're in. And it's been years now, and I think that's what we're saying. Let's get this wrapped up. Put a lot of money into analysis and studies and frameworks and thinking about it. You know, can we need to figure out. Obviously, there are issues where people are going to have differing decisions, but are they deal breakers? Or can we come up with something that works for everybody? May not be your ideal decision on it, but it's something that will work, and everybody's going to have to give and take. But we can't be in a position where everybody reserves the right to walk out and do their own thing.
I think if there are folks out here involved in this process who have issues that make a difference whether they want to be engaged or not, you can share those with us, hopefully in the near term. We can take a look at those and see if we can answer them, but at some point, very soon, we're going to have to just decide one way or the other. We can...
Where are you at with Gary's proposal? What are your thoughts?
On the...
The resolution.
What I would like to do is have the resolutions represent commitment to be a part of the regional development. I have some concerns about committing to come to the table and with the ability to back out at any point in time. I'm not sure we need a resolution to come to the table if we can just back out at any time. What I was hopeful that we would accomplish is get a date certain and people would have the information that they need to make a decision. If we need to provide some feedback between now and then, so be it. Make a decision whether you're in or out. Pass a resolution that says we want to be part of this, and then we get to work and build.
Ted, that's a real struggle for me, for Irvindale Water Utility, because that's like you're in the driver's seat, and you can say yes or no, we're not going to do that, but we're stuck with whatever the end result ends up being. And that's a hard bite for me, particularly when I look at the numbers, and day one, Ankeny makes money, and day one, Des Moines makes money, and Irvindale loses money for 15 to 20 years. That's hard to say. We're just going to sign on to a resolution that says they're going to be bound to that we're not going to be able to get out of it.
I understand, and maybe you can't. Maybe you don't want to be a part of it. But I'm afraid that if we begin this process of negotiation, it's going to go on forever.
I don't disagree with that, and I certainly would like closure of the decision. Either way, can't argue that at all. But, and as Irvindale's not opposed by any means of Metro Regional. We have a great relationship with Des Moines for 80 years. Don't disagree with that. And Ted, you're an outstanding general manager that one we can work with. I don't disagree with any of that or desire that we could come to a conclusion, but I'm also, as a general manager of the utility, going to do what we believe best for Irvindale in the long run, in the long haul as well.
Understood. But I guess the question is, and maybe I'll answer this for myself, but the question is, can you make a decision on what's best for Irvindale, regionalization or not? Can you make that decision with the information you have now? And if not, what information do you need before you can make the decision?
Well, I think as Christine has mentioned, we are at least 5 to 8 weeks out yet on some of the conclusions of those numbers that we have to hear. So we have some other opinions as to what might be best for Irvindale. So we're certainly waiting on that.
Right. See, from my perspective, I think we need to know whether that's better for you or not. I think we can start negotiating and discussing questions. Some of the things we can discuss and we can give feedback and try to give you the answers you need to inform the decision that you need to make. I just don't know how we start the development of this regional entity and work through these agreements when no one is really committed to the thing yet.
Do you have a feel, or maybe does anybody have a feel, how long it would take from this point that we've got here to where everybody's questions or concerns are answered on this proposal? I mean, not necessarily how they compare to your other studies, just, okay, I've got all of my questions answered. If this turns out to, if my other study is not as good as what this is, I'm prepared to go with this. But if we did that in a relatively short time frame, and like I say, I think it's important, in my mind, I think it's important to pass some sort of resolution saying that I'm committed to at least being at the table, the same person, all meetings, and whether, it, like I say, it takes one meeting to hash out all of the concerns that everybody has about the framework, or it takes however many meetings, but we set a date certain that works with what you're talking about, and I'll just pull it out of air. I mean, say 45 days. If everybody signs or passed a resolution, no, just 45 days. If you pass a resolution tonight, we're committed to working through this in a 45-day period. If that's not realistic, you know, whatever is realistic. But, and then you finish up that discussion so you can say, okay, this is what it's going to be if I join the Central Iowa Water Works. And at that point, you know, hopefully your study will have a more concrete date to it. Then you can start looking at it. And when you have a date out there, whether it's that 45, 60 days or whatever it is, that we've already gone through all these meetings, the committee has already gone through all these meetings, hashed out everybody's questions and concerns, and arrived at a proposed final framework, as you call it, and then you take the hard question, are you in or are you out? And then that gives you the flexibility to say, okay, if we don't have the critical mass that you're talking about, we got to go a different direction. But if we don't make some tough decisions here quickly, I don't see how we're ever going to get past everybody's individual concerns. And by making those tough decisions, it's not, in my mind, it's not ruling out another option that you may have. It's just sifted through all of this to a workable point for everybody, and then weigh that against, if you've got another option that you're considering, weigh that against the other option. But you've got a date specific of whatever that date is that you've got to make up your mind one way or the other which road are you taking. And then, like I said before, I mean, everybody's here in the same discussion, participating in the same conversation, and whoever the people are that are on this committee are then proposing this back to the larger group or whatever.
I think Graham had, did you want to?
I just wanted to clarify that, and the mayor just did it. I was going to ask the mayor a question about your vision for, you know, for this resolution, and I think you clarified the question I was going to ask. I mean, what you're saying is that an Urbandale, a West Des Moines, and a Waukee, they look in, and they've said today they're going to complete their study and have some time to make some decision. But at that point, that's when you say, when you're asking for these resolutions to be passed, and that we go into this discussion at that point with everybody who's passed that resolution saying, I'm committed to seeing this through. I'm committed to regionalization as best we can. And not to say that what Dale's point was, that by passing the resolution, you are committed to signing on to regionalization. But that resolution says you're committed to looking at resolutions singly. And if those negotiations go well, problems with governance and other things get resolved, you expect to sign the document and be part of the negotiation.
And if they don't get resolved, then you've got
to then they have, they can make an exit. But what you're asking for is for people to say, all right, on April 1st, we're going to be committed to singly looking at regionalization and going forward. Right. Is that what that's what you're saying? Then I understand. So
you support it?
Do I support that? Absolutely. Yeah.
Good. So why don't we get it out?
The resolution?
Yeah.
Comfortable with that? Is everybody comfortable with that?
Unless you have a better resolution writer.
We'll find one, Vern. Don't worry.
And what's your drop dead date? I mean, it sounds that all I hear from you guys is we got to know because we got to make decisions. You have something pressing that by making a June 1st, you have to be either down path A or path B, or what's causing that? Because I'll just tell you, in life, nobody makes decisions with guns to their head.
Right.
We want to get a full slate of information before, sure, at West Des Moines we make any decision.
Right.
So if you're going to send us a resolution that says we got to sign on now to guarantee the end, it's not going to get signed. I can just tell you, we're going to be prudent and follow this, and it sounds like Urbandale's in the same boat. We're going to see what our options are and decide what's best for our family.
Well, and that's why I think we said earlier, we don't want to put an arbitrary date out there, but you need to tell us when you'll be done. And we asked that, and I think Christina gave us some, you'll be done in the spring.
Yes, I've shared that. I think we need a few more weeks here down this path before, sure, I'm willing to get a little closer on that. So I'm sure everybody wishes I'd have it done, but I'm not ready there yet, and I'm not going to force the board to evaluate information that I'm not comfortable with yet.
And it wasn't our intention, and if I didn't make it clear, I apologize, but it wasn't our intention to assign you a date. We were asking you for a date. From our perspective, it is meaningful. I mean, we have a budget process that starts mid-year, and we need to work through that, and we need to know. It's important for us to know what direction we're going by the time we get there. So from our perspective, that becomes the drop-dead date. If we don't know what we're going to do by mid-year, we may not do the right things. But we're not trying to assign you a date. We're asking you to tell us when will you be ready to make a decision. And I think we've layered on top of that now this opportunity to work together to get the questions answered by then, so that you'll have a better idea of what decision to make.
And I understand where you're coming from the resolution. I guess I personally don't think that we need a resolution to sit at the table and try and work through some of these things and continue to have the discussion on some of the points that we want to have further discussion. I don't personally think that we need a resolution to be willing to do that. I'm still comfortable with the eventually putting a date out there.
We've been at the table from day one, and we're not going there until we make a decision that doesn't work for us, and I think that's the way it is with everybody in this room. But if we didn't want to be here, we wouldn't be here, but we're here.
I think the issue for us in the position we sit in is that everybody retaining the option to do something different without a date of knowing what is our path forward going to be puts us in a really bad position for capital investment. What? Who are we planning for, and who are we not? And that's what
you are, and we are. we had to make budget decisions too. What are we doing next? Are we regionalizing as a whole group, or are we something smaller? So we feel your pain. We understand what you're going through.
Yeah.
We're working as fast as we can to get things, you know. Some of it's waiting for you to give us reports, and, you know, that takes time to collect all the data.
Yeah, I have a question for the group, and we've met with everybody, we've answered a lot of questions, we've had follow-up meetings with a few, including West Des Moines. I don't have a sense of how many of the communities or entities in the room have outstanding concerns that they would bring to that table and want to talk about. Is that pretty much everyone have concerns that we're going to be dealing with, or not? You do have concerns?
Yeah, and we're meeting tomorrow at 10, certainly.
We are, so maybe we can touch base on some of that.
From Joaquin's perspective, bring to that meeting
okay.
that time.
That's good to know. I think it's important to get those on the table so that we understand what they are and understand how big of a challenge it's going to be to work through them.
You know, I would think that even if not very many people said they had concerns, I think it should be gone through line by line or item by item, mm-hmm. and you know, make sure that every one of those items is understood by everybody that's at the table, and just take them one at a time until we get to get through the entire framework.
Okay, so my understanding of the vision here is that we are going to commit to working through the term sheet in a committee fashion with individual representatives from each entity who are committed to being at a series of meetings. Everyone will bring their concerns, we'll work through those. In an attempt to answer those questions by a date certain, then everyone will have the information they need, the data back from their studies, we can make decisions on which way we're going to go. Is that a fair assessment of where we're headed? Got that?
Can you push out the latest iteration of the term sheet as well? Just to put it again, this way we all have to work on the same thing.
Absolutely. Good idea. Thank you.
Would it be good then for everybody to get back to one of you that this is the person that's going to be at the meeting?
Absolutely. And then we'll try to get something coordinated straight away.
And if you know that individual tonight,
and I could see that we may need a resolution. I mean, a resolution now, but certainly once decisions are made, resolutions from the entity saying, yes, we've made a decision, we want it, would be helpful.
Any other thoughts, comments, questions? David.
Ted, real quick, if we're not walking out of the room with a date that we know who's in and who's out, is it reasonable to ask when might we have a date? Is that, so if we're a few weeks away from being able to give a date, could we agree to have a date where we know the date? You know, if that's 90 days, that's 90 days. But I just think it would be good to have a date where we know who's in and who's out. And if that's tonight is rushing people, fine. When might not it be rushing people to ask that question?
And I didn't expect we'd come out of here with a date, but I don't know, Christina, if you have any Dale perspective on not what the date will be, but when you might be more comfortable.
How about we touch base in about 3 weeks?
Yeah, because I think we're looking at, you've got things going on and you need more time, and we've got mid-year that we're looking at. So to accommodate both of us, I think we're looking at that kind of framework.
Well, could we get a committee, or agree to get the committee formed by a certain date, and then get that committee, you know, just throw out numbers, and just 2 weeks from now, the committee will have its first meeting or something like that. And then that doesn't encumber anything you're doing study-wise, but it gets the ball rolling to start working through some of these issues.
What if we would ask that each entity would share with Des Moines Waterworks, specifically with Laura? I think she sent you the invite, so you have the contact information. If you would share by Tuesday of next week who your representative will be. And then we will take it upon ourselves to schedule a meeting with that group of representatives. Hopefully within the next couple of weeks, but just knowing how hard it was to schedule this meeting, we'll get a meeting scheduled and we'll get the group together and we'll begin that conversation.
You'll have a lot smaller groups. So
a lot smaller group, yeah.
Ted, do I hear that you want people coming to that meeting with all the concerns about your proposal?
Yes. Exactly.
And you might have a better idea about timing at that meeting.
Yeah.
I mean, again, we're not trying to force anybody's hand. I heard that they were going to meet. You might have an idea in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You'll have more information in 3 weeks.
And we don't have all of our reports yet.
Right.
So,
Christina, ours always do. I don't know what's wrong.
Yeah, yeah. And so things happen, and then we need time to evaluate those reports. I mean, if you don't just look at them and say, oh, here it is, I mean, there's time to evaluate what's in them. So
we can keep the group up to date, too, as we get more information. I don't think we have anything else, so if nobody else has anything else, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Ted.
Mark, good to see you. Good to see everyone. And we'll be in touch.
I think he's the guy from the route.
Me?
Yeah, that's where you're at.
I'll watch it.
You're in a big hurry.
I will watch it.
I know you may want to come.
Ted, if we...
Hell, I watched the one. There's only one channel on it.
I watched the one Tuesday.
Yeah, fair balance.
I watched it Tuesday.
See ya.
When he was in South Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
I don't like to be nice guy.
I think that's fine.